Lakers a drive. Kelleher shoots. This is. And the rebound. Put up at the buzzer. It is good by Danny Blake.
I don't know about you, Coach, but I am loving the new quarter thing there. We get more buzzer beaters, and I think we had two in the first half on Saturday, and I'm liking it. What do you think?
Well, the good news is we had three in that game, which, as you can tell, is a huge momentum changer. You get an opportunity to score one time before the half, and then we got the ball back as well. So you're kind of going two for one in those different situations, but the verdict is still out on the quarters, but I will tell you this: if we can score at the end of every one, it's huge. It's huge momentum swings.
Well, Coach, talk about the game against UMD on Saturday. A big win. I know that they were down in terms of numbers. At least they only had seven players available. But talk about the game and how you thought it went.
Yeah, and that unfortunately happens. And I thought the most important thing for us and Michigan Tech worry about ourselves was that we did what we needed to do in that situation. And I thought that for the most part, we kept our level of play at a high level. I think we competed. I thought we challenged ourselves to continue to do the right things and be in the right places, no matter what our circumstances or our situations were. We were able to get in. Everybody was able to play. I think we had two or three different people that had their first points as Michigan Tech Huskies, which is always really exciting for them.
I saw that McKenzie was not available in the game. What is her status?
We are hoping to have her in the next couple of weeks, hoping to have her back.
How about coming up now? You got a couple more non-conference foes from that same Northern Sun Conference. You're on the road this weekend. Your first road challenge. Talk about the upcoming weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be, this is a really big weekend. These non-conference games are so important for us and for everybody. But looking at Crookston, both Crookston and Concordia were in a tournament in Puerto Rico this past weekend. So they're actually, I think they just got back yesterday, but Crookston is returning four of their five starters. They have two players that were in the top 10 in scoring, the preseason player of the year pick on their team. And they are fast and they shoot it. So we're going to have, it's going to be a really tough test for us. And Concordia is always really, really good, really athletic, really fast. And our games with them are always extremely tight, but I think we're definitely going to be challenged. This is going to be, they have a lot of, Crookston in particular, has a lot of players that can score. And like I said, their speed is going to be something that we need to address.
Was it just 2 years ago when Kylie made the layup in the last play of the game there?
It was.
Down at Concordia. I mean, you have had some very close games down there, it seems like.
It was, and we always do. And that's because they're both very, very good teams. So, we are obviously looking forward to the challenge and seeing where we're at, but we have to make sure that we're ready to go.
I know we've seen some new players out there. Elizabeth Kelleher got some big minutes in the game. Obviously, you're the three true freshmen. How do you think they're progressing here so far early in the season?
I was pleased with Elizabeth Kelleher. It's funny because we have in our practices and things like that, we've seen her for 2 years now. She's a redshirt freshman, and she's in practice she's starting to get more comfortable, and we're expecting all these really big things from her. And I kept thinking on Saturday, this is her first game that actually counts. I mean, she's a freshman, and this is the first time that she's shot a ball with the crowd cheering the way that it was, and for her to be able to handle the role that we're giving her, because she's supposed to play significant minutes and she's counting on the score and we're telling her to get the ball, and I think she's really handled that extremely well, especially for the position and how young she actually is to the game. I thought, I actually was impressed with the girls that came in off the bench and our freshmen that were able to get an opportunity to play. You can see some of the things that we need to work on, but I think everybody, whether they were able to do it or whether the dots were able to connect in their heads, everybody knew, I think, where they were supposed to be, and that's a huge jump for us. Now as we start to get moving and continue to play games, hopefully that becomes second nature, but I do think they are learning and they are trying, and it's been fun to really see their improvement.
A little bit of a different situation where we don't know the actual game times, Coach, until Thursday morning, but that's not going to really affect you at all, is it, for your preparation?
No, it's really not. We'll be there Thursday night either way. Still hoping to get some sort of shoot-around or practice in on Thursday night. And then Friday, it won't phase us one way or the other.
Coach, how about Morgan Anderson? 20 points in the exhibition at Michigan State, 17 more in the opener. Are you expecting this kind of production from her every game, or has this kind of been the matchups have gone in her favor here the first 2 days?
She has just really stepped up this entire year, and it started in practice, and it started with how she was competing and on every play, and this is something she's done ever since she's been here, but it has gone to the next level, and I think that her control this year is so much better than it was last year. Her decision making is so much better than it was last year, and really she's shooting it better. I just think that she's stepping up, and she has found, you know, if she's making shots, she's going to keep shooting. She gives us a chance at the end of the shot clock, and she's still very willing to share the basketball. So I've been really pleased with what she's done, and it's all started, I think, in practice, and now she's able to carry over to the game.
Huskies are 1-0 in the season, trying to make it 2-0 on Friday night and hopefully 3-0 on Saturday afternoon. Again, the game times will either be 6-6 or 7-7:30. Is that right, Wes?
I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll know Thursday morning.
Well, yeah. The Concordia's volleyball match will happen Wednesday night, tomorrow night. And
okay.
So whenever that's done, well, if they win, then it'll be the later times. If Concordia's volleyball team loses, then it'll be those earlier times. So we'll post it on Thursday morning on MichiganTechHuskies.com.
Sounds good, Coach. We wish you the best of luck. Safe travels. Get a couple of wins, okay?
Thank you guys so much.
All right. There you go. Kim Cameron, the head coach of the women's basketball team on Mix 93. Matt Jennings coming up. We're talking playoff volleyball for the Huskies right after these on Huskies Drive Time.